This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUE's Talent Next Conference here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Christopher Stevenson from the fine organization called CUE's. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Better now that you're here, because this conference, I love it. I love how intimate it is, and then the topics you guys are covering are so timely and spot on. The speakers, man, they are knocking it out of the park, every one of them.
It's been a great event.
Yeah.
It's been great. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here too, because I mean, I love the topic, because I just find gaining and retaining talent is such, I don't know, it's such an interesting topic to me. And then the remote work environment and employee behavior, all that type of stuff, all the stuff that you guys are covering, I'm like thoroughly interested in. I'm fascinated by just people's behavior in this area. So thanks for holding this conference.
Of course, my pleasure.
selfishly talking, sir. So any highlights for you? Anything stand out for you over the past couple of days?
You know, it's just been a good couple of days. Overall, we've had some fantastic speakers: Brad Bell from Cornell. We've had Beth Livingston from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
We had Lauren Hodges, who mm-hmm. came and spoke about stress personality.
Yep.
So there's been a nice flow throughout the entire conference.
Yep.
The group is engaged. They're interacting with each other, having great conversations, talking about the challenges that they're having mm-hmm. within their own organization, mm-hmm. problem solving together.
Yep.
That's exactly the type of thing we'd like to see at CUE's events.
Yeah, no doubt. I've been able to sit in on some of the sessions, which is really cool because I rarely get to do that. But I'm really enjoying how interactive the mm-hmm. sessions are. And so I just, yeah, and because it's so intimate, it's almost kind of like you get this one-on-one
yeah.
type of kind of teacher-student type of atmosphere. So that's really refreshing to see as well. I'm sure the attendees are getting a ton out of it as well.
We've gotten great feedback.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with cooperative financial system mm-hmm. like credit unions,
mm-hmm.
to be able to come together and sit down and share ideas,
mm-hmm.
problem solve together, have conversation. It's unique to credit unions.
Yep.
I've worked in a lot of industries, and there are a few like
yep.
credit unions.
Yeah, you wouldn't see anything like this in other industries for sure. All right, the topic you wanted to talk about, Christopher, is talent development trends in the credit union industry, a report that you guys did. So you want to share a quick overview on what it is and what we're dealing with here?
Every year, CUE's does a survey of HR and talent development professionals in the credit union system
mm-hmm.
and CEOs. And the goal of that is to sort of identify the most pressing talent development needs that credit unions are facing
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and learn a little bit more about how those credit unions are prioritizing those needs.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the fourth year we've done it.
Okay.
So year over year, we're able to see how those trends shift and change a little bit. We had some interesting times during the pandemic as the entire world of people strategy shifted on its head.
Didn't it?
And now that we're coming out of it, we're starting to see some stability, but some of those trends are continuing to raise their head as being top of mind
okay.
and a concern.
So what are some of the challenges that credit unions are experiencing right now in this area?
You know, we see that the focus on attracting and retaining talent being top of mind. In the open-ended questions, the number of times that people have commented on the challenge of churn and the impact that's having
mm-hmm.
on their people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a matter of having continuity in order to achieve their strategic objectives,
mm-hmm.
but even the fact that people are coming and going, and that's forcing the HR and talent development folks to focus on onboarding. And because the focus is on onboarding, they're having to shift the direction away from developing talent for the future.
Yeah, yeah.
They're having to shift away from developing their emerging leaders. They're having to shift away from succession planning in some ways because of that focus
mm-hmm,
on continually
mm-hmm.
bringing people in.
Right.
So attracting and retaining talent is number one.
Yeah.
And when we ask the folks to rank their top challenges,
mm-hmm.
attracting and retaining talent was number one.
Really?
Bench strength is number two.
Yeah.
Of course, a natural dovetail
right.
to that.
Yeah, you're right.
Looking for the opportunity to advance their employees. Mm-hmm. Again, directly related to retaining their talent, developing future talent. Mm-hmm. And then the last one, which has been in the top five or six for a long time, but that's building robust mentoring programs.
Oh, yes. I'm a big fan of mentoring programs. They're so vital.
Absolutely, absolutely. And credit unions understand the need for them.
Mm-hmm.
They just aren't moving on them yet.
Well, get on the stick, please. Because those are so valuable. I mean, especially for the younger generations moving up through the ranks, to have somebody more established, more experienced, and kind of take them under their wing, so to speak, that says a lot, and that makes that person who's kind of moving up through the ranks again feel valued, and they want, and that will probably prompt them to stay.
Yes.
Don't you think? So,
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So what are the credit unions choosing to focus on among those challenges? What's the big focus? I guess it sounds like retaining and gaining and retaining.
Attracting and retaining talent is the number one priority.
Okay.
So when we ask them of those things that they list as their top challenges, where are they going to focus on in the coming year,
mm-hmm.
attracting and retaining talent?
Mm-hmm.
The challenge with that, though, is with all those top five, and one way or another, they feed into that gaining and retaining.
Right, it's all related.
But only about half of credit unions that listed those as their top challenges, those top five, are doing anything about it. They may be thinking about creating a plan.
Yeah.
Or they may have no plan at all.
Hmm.
But in all, at least in the top four, about half of all credit unions don't have a plan in place to do the work.
What's the why there? I would think that would be priority one, especially in this area.
I think some of that comes from a...
sort of bandwidth issue or something, maybe?
It may be a bandwidth issue. Yeah. It may be from the churn, actually.
Yes.
So it's which comes first.
Yeah.
But the other piece is that the answer to what are you going to do about attracting and retaining talent,
mm-hmm.
tends to lean towards wages and benefits. We'll throw more money at the problem. And yes, wages and benefits are important. We know that that's one of the primary attractors of talent, but it's not the only solution. Looking at the overall culture,
mm-hmm.
looking at flexible scheduling, looking at how you can put in place the plans to help people advance in their careers,
mm-hmm.
all these things help with the retaining.
Yeah. I'm looking at it from a financial perspective as well, because we all know how expensive it is to onboard mm-hmm. a new employee, the training, all that type of stuff. So weigh that with the expense of retaining somebody, right? So where's the investment? Where do you want to invest more in either retaining that person or bringing a new person on board or dealing with the churn, like you said? So, yeah, because it's it can be very expensive.
Absolutely,
especially onboarding people. Yeah,
and the goal of those investments, we know that retaining somebody is a whole lot cheaper
mm-hmm.
than bringing them in new.
Yeah,
you also have the advantage of maintaining the momentum towards achieving your strategic goals.
Oh, completely. Yeah, so invest in that in-house talent. So
absolutely.
For sure. So especially the ones that are really superstars, for sure. So all right, the other one we want to talk about was remote work. Where are we with remote work? Because I think our first speaker, what was it, Brad Bell.
Brad Bell.
Yeah, from Cornell. He was saying that he put up on one of the screens, I remember, is like a Wall Street Journal or some story or something that many top companies are starting to sour on remote work. So where are we in the credit union industry with remote work? And what's the status here on that one?
So when we first did this study in 2020, over 70% of credit unions did not do remote work at all. It just wasn't on the radar.
Right.
The idea was having people in the office is essential to our culture.
Sure.
This is who we are. We need to be able to have one-on-one interactions.
Yep.
We need to see each other in three dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
A month after that survey was completed, the pandemic.
Oh my gosh.
And then the next year, everything had flipped on its head. It went from 70% not doing any remote work to over that being all
remote. Oh my gosh.
We've seen a shift back a little bit a more traditional schedule. And yet there's still greater flexibility than there used to be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The funny thing is, and this goes back to the attracting and retaining talent, we know that flexible scheduling is a huge attractor of talent. More than half of small credit unions, those that are $100 million in assets and smaller, they simply don't do any form of remote or hybrid work. That may be a function of staff size.
Right, right.
But trying to think through creative ways, innovative ways to provide some greater flexibility for those small staffs will help those organizations to attract more talent.
Yeah.
If not able to compensate as well as a larger organization.
Right.
The more medium-sized, the $100 to $500 million in assets, even those, about 27% of those, don't allow any form of remote work. And so when you get larger, it's much more common.
Okay, okay.
But in those small to smaller medium-sized organizations, remote work and hybrid work is still one of those things that's a bit of a challenge. And I think that thinking through that in a creative and innovative way, how can we provide some additional flex can help those organizations.
Yeah, I know you probably saw it in the industry trades as well. There was one credit union, I think it was Oregon Community Credit Union, that tried the 4-day work week thing, and they actually, it was a huge success, at least for their contact center.
Yes.
And I think I interviewed them a couple times right when they started it, and then I interviewed them like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months down the road, and they said it's actually working really, really well. So there's that type of creativity as well.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Absolutely. It's a matter of thinking through the challenge in ways that maybe non-traditional methods and trying them, doing some experiments. Let's try this out with a small group of our employees.
Completely.
See how they respond, see what impact it has on the organization. And then if it works well, then we'll expand it a little bit, or we'll expand it to the whole organization. This is one of the lessons that came out of both Lauren Hodges' session yesterday and Beth Levinson's session this morning.
I remember Dee Dee Myers actually addressed it a little bit too in her session
she
too.
Did,
so
right.
yeah,
yes.
so and she also talked about sabbaticals and going on vacation once you plan an extra couple days before or after your vacation to so it's not such a shock coming back to, like, you know, 1,000 emails when you come back. It's like, oh my gosh, why did I leave?
Re-entry time.
Exactly. One person in the audience said, "Well, why bother even going on vacation if it's going to be so stressful coming back?" So anyway, we digress on that. So where can folks find this survey? Obviously on the Q's website.
And the new report is actually coming out shortly. So it's not quite live
yet. Okay.
So in the next couple weeks it will be live. I will provide you, Mike, a URL that people can go to and they can sign up, so when it does come out they can be notified.
Right on. We'll put that in the show notes for sure.
Thanks.
All right, Christopher, anything else there to add? Any final thoughts on this one?
I appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you. Me too.
And always glad to be a part of CU Broadcast.
All right, well, we're happy to have you, and thank you for having me. I always enjoy coming to your conferences. CUSER, you guys put on some darn fine events. So
thank you.
Keep it up, sir. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.